Now the Lord commanded us to proclaim his word. He also commanded us to celebrate this meal until he come. So this evening, we will be reading the story of when Christ instituted the Lord's Supper from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." There is too much that could be said about the Lord's Supper. There is so much. This is a symbol, this is a sign, this is a seal that represents the whole message of salvation for us. It does especially represent in physical form, in visible form, the body and the blood of Christ. The body that was given for us, the body that was broken for us, if you like, the body that was nailed on the cross for us. He does also speak of the blood of Christ that was poured for our sins. It is especially speaking of his death on our behalf. It is speaking of the cost of the forgiveness of our sins and of our salvation. So we could spend hours just teasing out all the different things that are represented for us here. The grace of God, all the benefits that are ours in Christ. The fact that we are one with Christ and therefore one with one another. The fact that his blood cleanses us from our sin. The fact that his blood seals and establishes an eternal covenant for us with the Father. Tonight I would like to highlight just this last aspect, the covenant that is represented here. And the covenant which is at the heart of the gospel that has been proclaimed this morning and this evening. This meal, in good Presbyterian language, is the sign and seal of the covenant of grace. It is a visible representation of an invisible reality, which is God's salvation for us in Christ. This covenant that God has made with Christ on our behalf, this covenant of grace through which we are saved, through which we are made one with Christ, through which we receive all the benefits of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is only bread and wine. There is nothing magical, there is nothing special. But God has attached a promise to those signs. He has attached the promise that those who would receive those signs and what they represent by faith would receive Jesus himself, would receive all the benefits that are in Christ for us. We are one with Christ by faith through the work of the Spirit. And therefore, all that Christ has earned and merited through his life and his death is ours. This is the way we receive it. And in the same way that we need God's forgiveness, God's empowering, God's help every single day of our life. This is represented by this bread and wine, which, as you know, we need to eat and drink every day for our physical life. So this is a fitting symbol. This is a fitting representation of our need, our daily need for God's mercy and for God's action in our lives. Now, this is a meal for those who belong to Christ. This is a family meal. So we invite all who believe in Christ, all who have received the sign of baptism, all those who belong to a gospel-believing church to take part in this meal. This is not just the meal of this one local church. This is not even the meal just of the Presbyterian Church. This is the Lord's Supper. But this is a supper for those who belong to Him. So if you do not believe this gospel, if you have not received the sign of baptism or do not belong to a church that would preach this gospel, we ask that you refrain from taking the supper. This is not simply that we ask you to kindly not take part in this meal. This is a severe warning received from Scripture that those who would take the supper in an unworthy manner would receive in that supper the sign of their very judgment. Remember, this is a representation of the death of Christ. This is a representation of the punishment that awaits all men and women because of their sinfulness. We as Christians are safe from this judgment because the judgment fell on Christ on our behalf. The punishment has been not only pronounced, but put on Him. And therefore we are safe because our personal, our judgment has already been acted upon. We are safe because Christ received our punishment. But if you are not in Christ, the punishment remains for you. And so tonight, as we observe the supper, as you observe us sharing this supper, consider your position before God and consider the warning that is represented here. For the children and the members of our congregation who are not yet communicant members, though you cannot taste yet this meal, you can still see Christ being represented there. And the promises of the gospel, the promises of the covenant that are yours through your baptism, those promises are true for you. Receive them by faith. Consider Christ as He's represented here for you. And be excited and be enticed to long for Him and to desire the day when you will confess Him before men and be received at the table. But this meal is for God's people. It's for His family. And it speaks to us wherever we are.